Hello, my name is Sam Walsh, and right now I'm sitting with band members Ben Clark and Irene Clark from Stoliette. They just got done playing some songs in our studio right here at Radio K. They also have a show coming up on the 12th with some bands that we've recently had in here at Radio K. We recently had in Technic and Hardy Har. But right now we're going to talk a little bit about you guys' band. So first of all, thank you so much for coming in and playing some songs for us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so to start off, I'd love to know both Ben and Irene, where are you from and what is it known for?
I'm from Eau Claire, mm-hmm. and I guess that's known for probably the Blue Golds.
the Blue Golds, is that, what is that?
It's a team.
It's a team?
I don't even know. I guess Eau Claire would probably be known for Justin Vernon.
Obviously. But that flew right over my head. Yeah. I was like, should I know about the Blue Golds?
No. It's just a
joke.
The UWEC team.
Justin Vernon. But Justin Vernon, yeah. I think so. No, I think in this, he's having a 10-year show come up for his first album, Forever.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. Yes. He's
That's
actually
crazy.
Going back to, I think he's playing a show in Madison. But
cool.
So Eau Claire, known for Bon Iver.
And can I say that Ben is hugely connected with tons of musicians who are originally from Eau Claire that play locally.
Yeah, so it's kind
now.
Of fun. We all kind
yeah,
of
it's
know
it's
each
a
other.
Wonderful musical.
So I guess Eau Claire is
family.
Probably known just for probably just music scene. And
yeah. Sure. Really quickly, can I ask what kind of music are they most known for? I mean, obviously Bon Iver. You know, we're talking folk, yeah. acoustic stuff like that. Is it like that? You know, because I mean,
well, when I was growing up there was like a really good jazz program there. Mm-hmm. A little bit before my time, Jeff Keyser had come out of that school, who ended up playing with like Miles Davis.
Okay.
And there was also just a really, like, the whole community, like junior high and high school, had lots of people were just playing in bands and like playing with one another.
That's
and then
good.
So like some of the people that I played ended up playing with here, you know, I had known from like high school and junior high. Lots of people that we all ended up moving up here, and then people would call me up and say, hey, can you play bass in this thing?
Sure.
And then we just kind of continued playing together. But,
cool. Yeah. So did you play bass in jazz band in Eau Claire then?
Yeah, I mm-hmm. did. Not at the university level, but okay. at like the high school levels. And,
okay. Yeah. Irene, where are you from and what is it known for?
I'm from Minsk, Belarus, former Soviet Union.
Okay.
What is it known for? I don't know anymore. The Soviet Union is known for being the Soviet Union, mm-hmm. I guess.
And yeah, that, I guess that's a very
mystical, amazing.
Yeah, that's a very not many people that come into Radio K are from a place just that far away. So that like your answer of what do you think it's known for? Like, what does it mean to you? You know.
I was 11 when we left. I was a child. So mm-hmm. to me, I just have really kind of magical childhood memories.
Sure.
And I think grown-ups would probably disagree with their perception of what it's like. But I have a lot of the lyrics that I write are kind of based on that kind of stuff, like childhood memories and being from somewhere else, not having a home,
sure.
you know, because it's just this like far away idea. But I can't go back, you know, I can't mm-hmm. go, even if I went back to visit, which I never have, it's so different now.
Yeah.
That it's just kind of gone.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same. The idea of it.
Yeah.
It's gone. Yeah, and I mean, I was going to ask you about that later, but you kind of brought it up now. So your lyrics now definitely are what you said, your past in where? Minsk, Belarus, right? That affects what you write today heavily, so.
I like our album Summer,
mm-hmm.
This latest album that we released, lyrically a lot of that stuff is just about memories and growing up, and we have We have a small boy. He's 7, turning 8. So it's kind of thinking about the world in a childlike way, and then remembering about my own. So all of that is kind of shrouded in nostalgia and memories and stuff.
Yeah. Wow. That's a beautiful answer. That's amazing. Yeah. Well. Okay. So moving on then, I guess. What was the first show that either of you ever saw? And I'd like to know both the band and the venue.
Ever, forever. So Eau Claire used to have lots of shows at the university that we would go to as kids. And there was it would be a lot of bands from Minneapolis that would come there. Mm-hmm. So I remember as a kid seeing things like Trip Shakespeare. Okay. And Blue Hippos. I had 2 older brothers, and they would take me to these shows, and I was in like grade school, but it was a lot of fun to like see some of those bands.
That'd be cool.
Coming through.
Yeah. Have your older brothers tote you along to these shows?
That was basically that
would be awesome.
My
Didn't
older
they
brother.
Sneak you in?
Yeah.
They snuck you into a show.
Sometimes. They would
sometimes.
Sneak me in.
We won't say that on air, right? Okay. All right, moving on. So Irene, first show you ever saw, and a band and venue.
A live performance would be when I was little. My grandparents took me in Minsk to see the Nutcracker. So it was like a Russian live performance of the Nutcracker, and it blew my mind.
That would have been amazing.
Amazing.
Do you remember it all? Yeah.
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 Something you can never forget, I'm sure.
And I think I stood the whole time. Like, I didn't even sit. I was 7 or 8.
That's
incredible.
Awesome.
Trip Shakespeare was pretty awesome.
In Eau Claire versus the
I actually remember
Russian.
Just like I had just started playing bass because my oldest brother told me that I should play bass, and I just remember having my eyes glued on the bass player because he had a fretless bass that he was playing. I thought that was just so cool. What?
Dang.
My bass looks stupid.
That's so funny. And now you're playing with, really quickly, what kind of bass did you bring in today? What was that?
Oh, I got, so for the stuff that we're doing now, I used to have to use 2 different basses to do it, and switching back and forth between songs, and I didn't really want to do that anymore. So I ordered this bass to get a 6-string bass so I could play everything, but most 6-string basses have this insanely wide neck that's super cumbersome and hard to play. So I contacted this company called Electrical Guitar Company, who makes stuff for like Shellac and the Melvins and all those bands like swear by these instruments. And I had seen that he had built this 12 string for the guy for Cheap Trick.
Okay.
And so I called up and asked if they could just put 6 strings on that instead of 12, because then I wouldn't have to have like that obnoxious neck on it.
Gotcha.
And I ordered it like 2 years ago. And it took a really long time for them to finally build and send out. But now I just got it recently now, and it's great. It's really it's really fun to play. It's taken a while to get used to it.
Yeah, it looks it looks beautiful. What is the neck made out of?
It's all aluminum.
So yeah, it's an aluminum 6-string bass.
Yeah.
Do you think you're little kid self would be proud of the bass that you've got now?
Yeah, that one, it does look pretty neat.
I think it's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's cooler than a fretless.
It's like a mirror.
If I don't
so
say
cool.
so myself. Okay, so who to you guys is the most iconic Minnesota musician or band?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a heavy question.
I mean, Prince?
Like serious music?
Like anything.
Serious music.
Well, I would have to say Prince, and the only one that would even come close would be Bob Dylan, but I don't really consider him to be from here because he did everything
in New York.
But yeah, I think that if you don't say Prince, you should probably go to the record store and buy some Prince records.
All right, well, we'll leave it at that. That's a good answer.
Oh, I'm not supposed to say that.
Right? No, that was a great answer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Yeah, that was a good answer. Yeah. Up next, we've got a question from our listeners. So, who tweeted into us, and it's Josh from Minneapolis, and he's wants to know, where is the farthest place away from home that you guys have played a show?
Montreal.
Montreal.
Ooh, Montreal. Yeah. Really? That's very interesting.
That was amazing.
We actually kind of only play shows in Montreal and here.
Yeah. 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 We went to Montreal on our honeymoon.
Okay.
In January. Our anniversary is coming up. Tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Tomorrow. Wow. So we went to Montreal in January for our honeymoon, and it was colder than it is right now, probably.
I believe you.
And we loved it. And we met so many amazing people.
That's
we saw
wonderful.
Tons of amazing music.
That's awesome. But you've played shows there.
Yeah. Right? So then
after that, we decided we wanted to go play shows there.
Gotcha.
It was such a great town.
That's the way to do it. You know, just go to cool places and just, you know, bring, like, that's the goal of the.
And it was the same. I mean, they were, it was, we went there for our honeymoon just to hang out, and we loved it. So we went back in the summertime to play some shows. And it was the same. Also met incredible people. We're still friends with them. And, like, they were totally into our music. And it was just awesome.
Yeah, if I ever were to move, I would want to move to Montreal.
Yeah.
Oh,
an even colder place than this. My gosh.
It's all pretty much the same, you know.
Minsk, Minneapolis, Montreal. Yeah. Mum. Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Cold.
That's funny. How did Stoilette start playing together? How did the band initially start? I read online that it was started singing covers or different versions of Russian folk songs. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Could you guys talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. We started out that way. Irene's background was more in theater, and she hadn't really worked on writing vocals or lyrics, and she always wanted to play, so we figured out to play together we could play some covers, and then we kind of slowly transitioned from playing these covers that were pretty close to the way they were, as you know, what we were hearing, mm-hmm. to changing the music and just using the melody, and then changing like the music and just using the words, and it kind of just slowly moved over to doing originals. And then some of Irene's friends really liked what we were doing, so we just kept writing new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That's a very unique way of starting, kind of doing covers and then changing the covers just slightly as like songwriting practice.
Yeah. And I was learning how to do all of this. We were just doing this in the back room, so I was learning how to like get everything going with just a bass and having loops and clicks and whatnot. And one of the things that I knew that I didn't want to do is have any sort of computers. And I've always found that doing covers is a really good way to not only learn like new approaches to things, but just to kind of start on the ground level and then start building off of it.
Sure. That's very interesting. Yeah, and now, now three albums or three EPs later, right? We've kind of moved on from those covers, right? So, could you talk a little bit about how your setup kind of went from, just the two of you to now today? You guys had four people in.
So when we started, it was we were just kind of looking for new ways to like express ourselves and also have fun together, and it was just kind of super fun to sit around in the back room and improvise and make new songs. So it was pretty minimal, and Ben is very, I would say, ambitious and adventurous with experimenting. So he always wants to do something that's kind of uncomfortable. So he was like, well, we're comfortable with this now. Let's add drums.
Sure.
So I would say that's how it kind of progressed.
Yeah. Interesting. So
he keeps always wanting to...
And everybody said it was a bad idea, which made me want to do it even more.
He loves that.
I liked it. If it makes you guys feel any better, I think it sounds great with drums. Yeah, it definitely does. And hopefully, you know, in the future, maybe the band might be entirely different for these next couple.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Hardy Har is kind of... I thought they were kind of similar. They kind of came in, and I didn't know what to expect in terms of how much equipment or people they were going to bring in, you know, based off of stuff that I'd seen from them before. Sometimes it was just the two of them, or sometimes, you know, they've got this whole production going on. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Super artistic.
Yeah. So speaking of them, let's talk about your show that's coming up, right? So this next question is, what's the one thing that you're looking forward to most in the band's future? I guess
for the show.
I guess we can talk about the show if that's, you know, later on. But
oh, yeah. Well, so
but that is the question.
So yeah. immediately coming up, mm-hmm. we have this show that we've actually been working really hard preparing for, and we wrote a collaborative piece with Hardy Har. So we're super excited about that. Mm-hmm. I think it sounds awesome.
That's very cool. Is it themed around something, or is it just...
It was cool.
Yeah, they came over, and we had dinner together, and we kind of talked about what we wanted to do, and it was Andrew's idea to, like, try and have, like, use musical modes and have one band use... so, like, I use A minor, and he uses C major. So mm-hmm. we're within the same kind of scale, but we're using a different mode in that scale.
Sure.
And then to have... both the parts kind of mix around together. So that was his idea, and then we kind of just ran with that.
Very interesting. And you guys are going to be performing this at this show coming up, right?
We hope so.
Yeah,
we're planning on it.
Cool. That's
yeah,
super exciting.
Yeah, so that piece, and then, so we're super excited to be collaborating with them on this show. And then we also have Under Violets, who are going to be playing. And that's... people from Web of Sunsets and Invisible Boy.
Okay.
So, and it's one of their first shows, so we're super excited.
Very cool.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, this show, it seems like it has so much packed into
Technic.
One night. Yes,
yep.
Technic is going to be there. For those of you listening.
And the
Aerialist, right? Yep. Like, we haven't even mentioned them yet. So, so if you're listening right now, you can catch Stoliette and Hardy Har with Under Violet and Technic at the Cedar. If it's okay with you guys, I think we're going to get back to our regularly scheduled programming right here on Radio
January
K.
12th.
The show's on January 12th. You can catch all of them there. But for right now, let's get back to the music right here on Radio K, Real College Radio.